Wilson here at Family Time with three poems for you to think about today. The first one is from one of my favorite poetesses, Martha Snell Nicholson. She titled it, Child Evangelism. Oh, tremble for the future of our land, if these our children go a godless way. Untaught in word and law of God, and yet their hands will rule the commonwealth some day. Oh, tremble for the grief in parents' hearts, when they must surely reap what they have sown, when their indifferent neglect shall bear a bitter fruit which they must eat alone. Oh, tremble, tremble for their tragic fate, children grown old in sin who leave this earth and through dark eons in their hearts shall find but bitterness for those who gave them birth. Oh, tremble, thinking of the judgment seat of Christ, when he shall ask that solemn day, And did you feed my lambs? Oh, Christian, think, what will there be for you and for me to say? Poem number one, Child Evangelism. Poem number two, The Prayer My Mother Taught Me. When I was just a little tot and learning how to speak, my mother taught me how to pray in supplication meek, not seeking any special blessing nor any sin confessing, but only asking for his care and on each one a blessing. At first it seemed so very hard to formulate each word, but mother kept on teaching me. Each evening my prayer was heard. First slowly, then with confidence, I tried the best I could. At last I said the whole prayer through. I'm sure God understood. Then now I lay me down to sleep, I said at close of day. It became a solemn promise to walk only in his way. I pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep, I uttered as a child, portrayed a father wise and strong and tender, loving and mild. If I should die before I wake, I really didn't know what death meant. I only asked him for a care that would be heaven sent. I pray thee, Lord, my soul to take, I pleaded childishly. And mother said I need not fear that God watched over me. God bless daddy and mother too, and bless us everyone, and teach me how to bear my cross and say, Thy will be done. 'Twas but a simple little prayer said in a childish way, but the lesson that it taught me will be with me every day. The years have passed and mother's gone. God took her home with him. I try to say Thy will be done, even though my eyes were dim. I ask him still my soul to keep within his tender care, for the sweetest thing I ever learned was childhood's little prayer. Poem number three, Are All the Children In? I think oft times as the night draws nigh of an old house on the hill, of a yard all wide and blossom-starred where the children played at will, and when the night at last came down hushing the merry din, mother would look around and ask, Are all the children in? 'Tis many and many a year since then, and the old house on the hill no longer echoes to childish feet, and the yard is still, very still. But I see it all as the shadows creep, and though many the years have been since then, I can hear mother ask, Are all the children in? I wonder if, when the shadows fall on the last short earthly day, when we say goodbye to the world outside, all tired with our childish play, when we step out into that outer land where mother so long has been, will we hear her ask, just as of old, Are all the children in? Three poems from the scrapbook here at Family Time, three poems that I'll be happy to send you a copy of in appreciation of your request. Just write to us, say you heard the broadcast on this date, and you would like the three poems mentioned, Child Evangelism, The Prayer My Mother Taught Me, and Are All the Children In? Write to Family Time, Box 188, Oak Creek, Wisconsin. That's Family Time, Box 188, Oak Creek, Wisconsin. This is Nat Olson, Director of Family Time, trusting that you will find in poetry something to make your home more Christ-like.
Hi, this is Bob Adams, pastor of Radiant Fellowship in Waupaca, Wisconsin. As Nat Olson's nephew, it is a joy to bring these archived recordings so that you may be blessed by them once again. If this is your first time hearing them, no doubt you'll be blessed as well. Help us get the word out by going to radiantfellowship.net and click on the Family Time Ministries banner. The podcast page will be updated regularly. Should you want to support the ongoing work of this project, there is a place to give online as well. Thank you and God bless.